Jesus, I just don't trust you.
You don't trust me?
No, I mean, I want to trust you, I just don't.
I have an exercise that I think will really help you.
Oh, okay.
Stand here and face this direction. Mm-hmm. Now, do you trust me?
No, I just said I don't trust you.
All right, well, this is all part of the exercise.
Oh,
all right.
Right. Okay.
Whenever I ask you if you trust me, you say, yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Even though I don't.
It's practice.
Okay.
So, do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Now, fall back.
Are you going to catch me?
Don't worry about that part.
Okay, that's the part I'm worried about.
You can do this, okay? Just trust me.
Trust you.
Fall back.
Okay, well, Jesus, I trust
Good.
You. Yes, I do trust you. I'm going to fall back.
Woo! Oh, okay.
That's great.
Okay. Let's try this again. Just face this direction and keep your feet planted, all right? Do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Now, fall back.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
All right.
I'm really gonna do it.
Okay. Good.
Ah! Oh, Jesus, you really caught me! I didn't think you were gonna catch me, but you did!
Oh, that was great!
That was great!
You're ready for level two!
Level two, here
yes.
I come, baby! Woo!
Whoa!
Whoa.
Okay, hold it.
Oh, you know what? You're too close. You need to move back.
Ah, right.
Okay.
This one's a little bit different, Laura.
Oh, okay.
Stand here.
Uh-huh.
But face me.
Forward fall.
Okay.
I can do that.
Wait.
Whoa.
Okay. Wait for my signal.
Oh, right. The Jesus signal.
Yes. The okay. Jesus signal. Do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus. I trust you so much.
Good. Fall back.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Especially when you do it.
Seriously?
Of course.
Okay, Jesus. I don't know if you noticed this, but there is nobody over there.
I know it looks that way to you.
Way. It is that way.
You can do this, Laura. Just trust me and fall back.
Jesus, I can't do that.
We can do it together.
I can't.
You can.
I won't.
I won't. That's what the lady told the character playing Jesus. I won't trust you. And in our text in the Gospel of Mark, just four verses we're looking at, Mark 12, 41 through 44. But they're powerful verses that tell a story of a lady. We don't even have her name. She's just known to us as the poor widow. But she didn't tell Jesus, I won't trust you. She said, I will trust you. I give you my full trust, Lord and Father. And she did this by showing that she had full trust in God, her Father, as she gave an offering at the temple. Now, extra biblical resources state that in the temples of the day, there was a court of women. And where there were 13 offering receptacles in the form of trumpets in the court of women. And outside of times where there were sacrifices for sins to be done, the women were not allowed past here in the temple. So Jesus is watching as various people put money in the offering boxes, men and women, as they come in the temple. And this lady, this poor widow, puts the smallest amount of money in the box that she could. Not because that's all she wanted to put in, because simply that's all she had. Now, this money can equate probably to about one penny in our world. And so for many of us, a penny practically has no value. Many people in our world don't even waste the energy it takes to bend over or to squat down to pick up a penny whenever you see one in a parking lot or on the ground. We just walk by, and it's not worth my time. If it is a quarter, I'd bend over, but not a penny. while she's putting her offering in, other wealthy people are putting their offerings in, large amounts of money. Not the kind of money that jingles, but the kind of money that folds. And Jesus calls his disciples over as he's observing all of this. And he says, man, I say to y'all that this poor widow put in way more than all of those who put money into the offering box. All of those others contributed out of their abundance of wealth. But this lady out of her poverty, has given everything, all that she had, to maintain her life. And so what Jesus is saying as he's watching this lady, that she doesn't even know she's being watched, is that Jesus, this lady has full trust in the Father. Full trust that God knows what's best for her. Full trust, so much so that she has given everything she has. And so today, you can find just a spot on your bulletin to write some notes as we go through a couple of points that we can take from observing this lady's faith in God the Father. Point one is she completely depends on her Lord. She completely depends on God. It'd be like for you and me saying, I completely depend on you, Jesus, much like it was in the video. Now, God, he created everything. The whole universe. Out of what? Nothing. He spoke, and it was. Only God can do that. Now, with that, do you think that God can use this very little offering and use it for his glory? This lady did. God made much out of nothing. As human beings, we were created to live forever in perfection. And then sin destroyed that for us, and our reality now is that we're broken, sinful people who were condemned to death. But here comes God again. Even though we're dead in our trespasses and sin, God forgives us and makes us alive through Jesus, where instead of having death, we have life, something out of nothing. Jesus fed the 5,000 with practically nothing. 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish. And yet 5,000 people were fed. God works with little. This lady completely depends on the Father. And she doesn't say, I can't or I won't. But she says, I will put my entire trust in you. And it was in her action of dropping that offering and giving God everything. Second point, she didn't worry about herself or about what other people thought. This is a good lesson for us in the world, especially if you're a people pleaser. If you like people's opinions, and it bothers you if somebody is mad at you or hypothetically could be mad at you or whatever. She doesn't worry about herself in this situation or about what other people think. And so the first point, she didn't worry about herself. And we see this. She wasn't anxious about where her meal was going to come from based on her faith in God. And it's the same thing that Matthew 6, 19 through 34 talks about. I'm going to read just a little portion of this for you. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So it's saying, Jesus in the red letters of the book of Matthew is saying, don't be worried. I've got you. It's all going to be okay. Have trust in me as Savior and Lord that I'm caring for you. So she wasn't worried about herself. She wasn't worried about her needs. She knew God would provide in some way that maybe she didn't yet see. The second part is she didn't worry about what other people thought about her or what other people did. This widow was surrounded by wealthy people who were throwing in much more money than she was, and honestly, they probably didn't need it anyway. They probably didn't miss it. But she didn't say to herself, well, I just got these two little coins. I mean, this is really pointless that I would even give this offering. I'm not going to even waste the energy it takes. This is embarrassing. I'm just going to walk away. She didn't say that. She didn't say, well, what are other people going to think when they see me just drop these two little coins in here? No. She was doing this for the Lord, not for others or herself. And so here's the thing. The quality of the gift mattered, not the quantity. Another way of saying this is, this was about what her heart was in giving of the gift. So some of the wealthy people, they didn't give till it hurt. They just gave what they felt like they wanted to give. They had plenty left over. But this lady was saying, Lord, I'm trusting you. I trust you. We don't know for sure, but maybe that was easy, maybe that was hard. But one thing I know about somebody who's a widow, if you're a follower of Christ, you know how Jesus provides, even in a challenging and hard time. Because when you lose a spouse, you have no choice but to put your hope and trust in Jesus. To say, Lord, get me through this extreme time of grief. Help me to see your love and your grace in a new way. Help me to know and see your love for me. It's when you put your trust in Jesus. That's how you get through those difficult times in life, like the loss of a spouse. And so this was a widow. She would have understood, man, God got me through this situation. He'll get me through every other situation as well. And one writer even states, there were always bystanders at the treasure chest who would note the large contributions and would hand out praises when the offerings were put in the treasury. So they'd be standing there like, oh, that's a good one. Congratulations. That's very good. Very good offering. Come on. Yeah? It's kind of like, have you ever done a tip at some restaurants? And when you walk out, if you tip, they ring a bell. Like they ding, 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 ding. So everybody goes, hey, thank you. Just imagine if we did offerings like that. Pastor Rich and I standing there going, good job, all right. Oh, no, nah. Come on, a little bit more. Yeah, it'd be kind of awkward, wouldn't it be? That was, you know, possibly what happened in those days. And one of two things would have happened with this lady. They would have saw her offering, not thought much about it, just, oh, okay, whatever. Or they would have went, you got some more? I mean, did you spend all your money on entertainment yesterday? Like, is this all about you? You know, I mean, we don't know how they would respond, but you can imagine. This poor widow gives all of the money that she has. She has no money to buy food. And yet, many people who are wealthy like you and me. And your ears didn't deceive you. I said wealthy like you and me. Whether we're on Social Security or we're working or whatever the case may be, you and I are in the top like percentages of wealthy in the world, regardless of what our situation is. People like wealthy, like you and me or others, sometimes decline to give or give too little because we fear that we won't have enough for the future. We fear that we won't have enough time or talents or treasure, so we measure how much we give. A man named Linsky states this, and it's kind of something that's hard to hear. He says this: you give from lack of faith, and that robs your giving of its value. You give from lack of faith, and that robs your giving of its value. Wow. Not this lady. She had full trust in God. The second point, or third point, is this act is a true act of worship. This lady is saying, God, I trust you. I worship you. Thank you for providing for me. And because of his omniscience, even though Jesus was just standing from afar, probably never met the lady. The lady even didn't even notice he was there. But he knew, because he was the Son of God, that this woman is a widow, a defenseless person. People usually like to abuse defenseless people. And just prior to this text, the text that we read, Jesus is talking about how the scribes would take advantage of the widows. And the reason being is because their husbands weren't there to protect them. If they didn't have any other family to protect them, these widows were just sitting ducks. People would take advantage of them any chance that they could. And so Jesus must have known how much, or rather how little, she threw in. But he also knew the heart behind the gift. That it was more than what the wealthy were putting in, not because of the value, but because of the heart. And so he also knew how this lady trusted the Lord. And little did she know, she was being watched by the God-man, Jesus Christ. But she trusted in the Lord. Just like Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Someone's asked before, hey, so what did the widow eat whenever she got home? We don't know. And there's four verses about her right here. We have no idea if she had food at home, if she didn't, if she went for a while without food. We don't know, but one thing we can be sure, especially from your lives, if you just step back and look, when you needed God, how he showed up, God provided for her. She gave all that she had. And when she did that, what she did was she gave her whole self completely into the hands of God. Did this widow starve? I don't think she did. But we can't overdraw the picture because that information's not in Scripture. She's maybe, by people, have been pictured by going home singing with joy, kind of bebopping down the road afterwards. But maybe that's not how she responded. Maybe she was how you and I are whenever sometimes we're putting our trust and hope in Jesus. All right, Lord, I just gave all the money I had. You got to show up. You got to show up, Jesus. You got to show me. I put my trust in you. Come on. I don't know. I don't know how she responded. Maybe she was ready to accept whatever happened, happened. Because she trusts God. She loved God. And regardless how he chose to respond was how he was going to choose to respond. Because she had faith in God. And there's a story of a young man in Houston that I had the honor of just meeting with each week. He was a young, he's probably in his early 30s at the time, worked as a truck driver, had some financial struggles. Life was hard for him. And I preached on this text in Houston one day, and we couldn't meet on the Monday that we typically meet right after the sermon. And so a week later, my friend, we meet and go through the Bible. We're just talking about Jesus and his love and grace, and we do that every week. You could call it discipleship, I guess. And this young man says, "Hey, Pastor Danny, I got to tell you a story about your sermon." And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad when people kind of say, "I got to tell you about your sermon." You know, everybody's a critic. What happens is he says, "When you were talking about that poor widow, I that day at church, I had $20 in my wallet. I didn't have enough money for gas or food that week to get to work or just to eat for lunch or anything. But I said, 'You know what, Lord? I'm going to trust you.' And so he said, I gave my whole $20, not knowing what was going to happen the rest of the week. I didn't get paid till, you know, the next week. And he said, I got home. And he lived with his sister. He said, I've given my sister a lot of money over the last number of months, and she would never pay me back. I'd have to beg and beg and beg, and even then she wouldn't pay me back. But on this day when I got home, my sister saw me and she went, 'Hey, I forgot. I owe you $50. Here you go.' He was like, 'What?' And he said, 'That just showed me how God provides. And it increased my faith knowing that God cares for me. Even when I just said, "Here you are, Lord. I don't know what's going to happen. God showed up." And that's what he does for you and me. God shows up. So don't be like the lady in the video. Don't tell God you won't. Because if you do, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on how Jesus works when you trust him. And where did this lady learn this lesson? It wasn't just because she was such a great woman. She learned this from God the Father, Jesus the Son himself. She saw how God has cared. God has provided. And Jesus, we learn how to trust because we see Jesus, the Son, putting his full trust in his Father. Whenever God goes, "Hey, you're going to die for all these people. You're going to rise from the dead." He sees the picture from the Father. He puts his full trust in, no matter what happens, I'm all in. And Jesus, what does he do for you and me? He sacrifices everything for you and me, giving us life and peace and grace and forgiveness that never ends. So have full trust in Jesus. The one who cares for you, the one who provides for you each and every day. Amen. Please rise.